Yeah, so before Shabbos, we left off with a question. The Rav Pasner said that Chayvul Dechaveira in Yom Kippurim, so he's Mishalem Beinu Leika. In other words, we pass like a Vayechanan. We haven't yet learned the sugi really properly, but nice to be passing like a Vayechanan. Whenever you have a when you have Malchus Hamam and you have a din of Teir Shasi, you can only mechayev one Risho. So Ula holds that you give a Mamma and a Malchus. So Vayechanan says Malchus and not Mamma, but Vayechanan agrees that there's two exceptions to the rule, namely Chayvul and Adam Zayimim, and by Chayvul and Adam Zayimim, yes, Kosev Yad Vayad, that is Mishalem Beinu Leika. So that's talking about a case where you just have the malchus of yeah, just have the moment of Chayvul B'Chaveri, and you have the malchus of Chayvul B'Chaveri Pen Yosef. So there we have Gzeres HaKosev that is Mishalem Beinu Leika. What if you added another malchus in addition? It was Chayvul B'Chaveri and Yom Kippur. So what happens then? That malchus, that's a regular malchus. That's not that part of the Gzeres HaKosev. So Shitas HaRambam is that in that case as well, he's Mishalem Beinu Leika. The Pasha Pshat is, and the Rambam learns that this Gzeres HaKosev, that Chayvul B'Chaveri is Mishalem Beinu Leika, it's not a Gzeres HaKosev that the malchus of Chayvul is weak. It's a Gzeres HaKosev that the moment of Chayvul is strong. The moment of Chayvul overrides malchus. Mali the malchus of Pen Yosef, Mali the malchus of Yom Kippur. The malchus of Chayvul B'Chaveri is not a weak malchus, it's a regular malchus. The moment of Chayvul B'Chaveri is a strong moment that it's not overridden by the malchus, but forget, it's Mishalem Beinu Leika. Anyway, that's the Shitas HaRambam. So Rabbi Kreger asks, if that's the case, so every Einus U'Mefata, there's also a moment of Chabolo. You have Gam. Gam is really a moment of Chabolo. So why don't I say that, sisters, forget the class, there's a moment of Chayvul B'Chaveri. There's a moment of Gam, that's regular Nizke moment. And therefore it should be Mishalem Ve'enoi. Mishalem Ve'enoi Leike. So why is Rabbi Yochanan say that if it's Hisru Boy, by Oynes and Mephatah, if it's Hisru Boy, if his Ma'anis is a Chaisa? So the Gemara asks, Ma'anis is a Chaisa. Mishnah says in Malchus, you have Malchus. Our Mishnah says you have Kass. Rabbi Yochanan says, Kansh Hisru Boy, Kansh Loi Hisru Boy. But where it's Hisru Boy, and we have the Malchus of Bala Chaisa. So the Malchus of Bala Chaisa popped us from the moment of Kass. Ask Rabbi Kenegi, why? Besides the moment of Knas, it's also the moment of Chayvul B'Chaveri, it's also the moment of Pgam. And when the moment of Pgam partners from Malchus, and should partner from the Malchus of Achaisi as well, the same way it partners from the Malchus of Yom Kippur, it should partner from the Malchus of Achaisi. And once you have no Malchus of Achaisi, then you can pay the moment of Knas too. Once you get rid of the Malchus of Achaisi, then there's no reason not to pay not only the moment of Chayvul of Pgam, but to pay the moment of Knas as well. That's Rabbi Kreger's kasha. Rabbi Kreger and the other Rechaim ask. So we started to talk before Shabbos. The Rabbi Bechal has a very mechudish tekshita that in Chayvul B'Chaveri you have five tashlumen, nezek, zar, ripui, shevis, and bishus. So the Rabbi learns that shevis and ripui and shevis are moment, but nezek, zar, and bishus are knas. At kerekach that moed of a knas potter. Person is made that it was Chayvul B'Chaveri. The Rambam says he's potter from Nezek, he's potter from Tsar, and he really ought to be potter from Boishes too. But then the Rambam has another very strange sorrow that since the Hidoy itself is Mavayish the person, because if nobody knew about it, he wouldn't be so Mavayish. Now the Hidoy itself is Mavayish the person, so you don't have the Ptur of Maid of Iknas by Boishes. But that needs a limud b'fnei atzmai that we're not going to discuss. And I really don't know what's the, you know, it's very strange because. Whatever, that's Lamaisa Boishas. Boishas seems to be special. But Linyonenu, the Rama holds Boishas, that Nezek, Tsar, and Boishas also fundamentally are all Knas, and therefore Moida, the person's Moida is Chayvul B'Chaveri, he's potter from Nezek and Tsar, and Boishas has a special consideration. So the Mishnah asks, it's against the Mishnah. Mishnah Nerper. The Mishnah in our parak says, "Bitisi is bita shel plaini." Person is moider that he was mafata, so he doesn't have to be knas because moider be knas is potter, but he's chayiv and boishes of pkam. So you see that pkam. What is pkam? Pkam is nezek. Kam yishova. How much was she worth? As a she was a shimcha and keres b'shuk as a psula. How much is she worth now as a bula? That's regular in this moment. Ram Shita, they said this came out, but this is Knas, Maidav Knas Potter. Ram says a person is Maidav that he was Chayvel, he's Potter from Nezek. And here the Mishnah says Befeish, and the Ram passes this way as well, that a person is Maidav that he was Pitisi, as Pitisha Plaini, he's Chayev to pay, he's Potter from the Knas. But he's Chayev in the, he's Chayev in the Pgam. And for that matter, the Ram adds that if it was, the Mishnah is talking about Pitui, but the Ram is that if it was Oymus, he's Chayev in Sar also. So it's from before, that he's Chayev in both in Pgam and in Sar. What happened to the Ram's rule that that Nezik and Sar are a Knas and Moedib a Knas Potter? So, then I want to say, Meir Simcha and others, Rav Zalman, that the Ram holds that that it's not possible to have tashlumi moment on a chabala. Personally, say cuts off his hand doesn't have moment. It's not a dover that's only mocha b'shuk. You don't go to the store and buy hands. It's not a dover. It's not really in the conventional sense. It's not moment at all. What he was mafsid is not. It's not a hefsid moment. It's a hefsid is something that's really priceless. It has no. It's not a moment to take a hefsid. So it's a cost that he has to pay anyway. But you say a dover, it doesn't have. That's shayach to give it a Shabbos. So in Relo, and that's true about the yad. Since his yad ultimately he kota. It's not aimed to be so Mela doesn't have really on a momentistic level, you know, if not for the Xeris HaKosov, I would say it's not Shayach to pay for it, to pay Nezik, because Nezik is the value of the thing. You broke something, you broke a Kli, you have to pay the Shavius of the Kli. His hand doesn't really have a Shavius. It's not a Dover Aimedly Mocher. It's not something that really has a, you know, it doesn't, there's no market for it. There's no market for hands. And nowadays, you know, there's a black market for Avar, but you know, the way the Gemara is conceiving, there's no market for hands, so it's not, doesn't really have the concept of Nezek as moment is not Shaykh. And who would then Tsar, since his hand is not aimed to be cut off, so it doesn't really have the Tsar is also not something that has Shabbos. There's no market for that kind of Tsar, because people don't go around, you know, selling their, taking money to have their hands cut off, for the Tsar of having their hands cut off. And for and out of the boishes, all of the things that come out as a direct result from the Kotas Yodai, the Nezek, the Tsar, and the boishes, these are things that don't really have a market. Since they don't really have a market, they don't really have a market value. So Torah has, by an Eved, it would be maybe a market, but he's not an Eved. So it's not really Shayach to call it Niske moment. So Elamai, it's a Kosov, it's a Knas. Now Sha'en came by Oynes and Mefata, they say, Oynes and Mefata, a woman is really, she's a Medis Liboil, and she's a Medis father, she's a Medis Tzara, she's a Medis Liboil. So it's not Oymer that his hand should be cut off, but a woman is Oymer is Liboil. The only thing is that normally this guy not been Mahanasar, not been Mefater, so that would have been in her Bechira or in the father's Bechira that to choose to whom she's going to be Nivellus, Lerishayna, to whom she's going to lose the Psalut. So Mimela, that what the Mahanas took away, as far as the Pram is concerned, is that choice that the father had that he could have chosen to give her to one person. And instead to marry off to one person, and instead now Maisa, he was master of the psulim. So that's already something that has a momentous. Shaykh to talk about it in momentistic terms. He had like a Toiva Sano. The father had a Toiva Sano. He had the choice. He could have taken, could have married her to somebody. That even has a Shavius, you know, the guy could give a dowry. Anyway, it has a certain. It's Shaykh to measure it more in momentistic caliph, and she's a medisly above. So therefore, that kind of nezek, that's a momentistic nezek. That's not a knastic nezek. That's what they want to say. Al derech zeh. It's not so poshut, because what about? First of all, it's not so poshut for several reasons. This teretz. First of all, even if it's true about nezek, but how is it true about tsar and boishes? She's not a medis to have. It's not a medis to have boishes. It's not a medis to have tsar, because a mufute in the tsar. So somebody's honest to go. So she was a medis to, you know, you could talk about the, you know, so we could say the not being a psula anymore, that's something that she was a medis to have. So what he took away was only the bechira to choose to whom she's going to lose the psula, to have that hefsid. She could have chosen to have that hefsid of being going from psula to mula at some other, at a moment of her own choosing, with the person of her own choosing, and he took that away. So we'll call that a kind of moment. But what about tsar? She wasn't a medis to have that tsar. She wasn't a medis to be nenas, to be nenso. So why is that different than any other? Why is that different than any other tsar of nesek? And who had been vicious? She wasn't even medis to have that vicious. She would have gotten married respectably. She wouldn't have had that vicious. So they want to say it. So they, it's not that this is not an element. So the Achayim want to say it. Shimon Shkapol. So a lot of Achayim say along these lines. They want to say, but the father, the Chiyuv Knas are fundamentally to the father, and the father was beyond the Lemosel Menuvel Lemukashchin. And if we would have raised her to a Menuvel Lemukashchin, then she would have had the Tzar also, because she wouldn't have wanted, and she would have had the Baishis also, because she would have Baishis from that too. So Mele, it's also a Mamanistic thing. It's something since the father had that right, and now you took it away from the father. So Kilo, we could also be done that that's a Mamanistic Efsa. Very strange things. And the MSA, even if we could somehow accept that, so that would be true maybe by a Nair who has a father. What about Yisrael who has no father? So she's not going to invite herself to Menuvel and Mokushchen. So then it would bite. So then it's a regular. Why is it different than a regular Tzara than a regular Tzara and a regular Baishas? Besides that, by mundane, and this also I'm going to point out, by mundane, besides everything else, the initial assumption that a person's hand has no moments to kashavius because there's no mark of her hands, and therefore it's not really shayek to think of, to think of nezek as a regular moment. That's a very difficult hanocha. Because what about a case where a shor was mazik somebody's hand, cut off somebody's hand? Moven a mazik, somebody's shor was mazik somebody and he broke off his hand. So of course you have to pay. What do you have to pay? You have to pay the shavius of the hand. So that was you pay the Shabbos there. Kilu Eben and Nipul, Kilu Eben and Nipku B'Shuk. No different than Odom Dazik Omer. Nobody ever said that that's a knas. Even the Rambam, who says that in this case Odom Nezek Tzar and Boishas are a knas, the Rambam never said that in Shor Shehezik Odom that the Tashlumi Momen of a Shor, if a Shor is Mazik person, that's a regular Momen. Nobody ever suggested that that's a knas. If somebody's moida that my show is mazik a person, I should be potter. Even the Ram doesn't have such a chiddush like that. So you see that the whole hanocha is not true. That a person's hand has a shabbos. But the whole hanocha, the whole mahalach started. And again, many gedolei chachamim want to say this. The whole mahalach started with the assumption that a hand has no shabbos. It's not a marketable item. So maybe we can't. That's where the Ram knew. That it must be a knas. You see, shor the azik adam. The domum of his hand is mammon. So adam the azik adam. Also, why can't it be mammon? Because once we grant that would ensure the azik adam that a person's avarim are marketable, they have a shabbos of mammon. So mechatesa to be mechalik and adam the azik adam. So also should be. Why can't that also be tashlumi mammon? So that means I think the that must be a site for the Rambam. Is the Rambam in the Hilchos Chayvul? Anybody have a? The beginning of Perek of Hilchos Chayvul Mazik, Perek Aleph Halacha Ches. I'm sorry, Kalaf HaGimel. Kalaf HaGimel. Says the Rambam, Zeh Shereme Batara, Kasher Yitin Mum Ba'odom, Ken Yinosin Boi. We all know the Torah couches the Chi of Nezek in very strange language. Kasher Yitin Mum Ba'odom, Ken Yinosin Boi, Ayin Tachas Ayin. Chut HaShem Mikra, it sounds like an eye for an eye. An eye for an eye. A person's mazik is Hippel Einishel Pliny. So the Torah says, Ayin Tachas Ayin. It sounds like Thursday. You have to even rattle his eye. So we all know, Chazal say, that doesn't mean that. It means moment. But for the Torah says, Ayin tachas ayin, kashitin mum ba'odom, ken yinosin boy. Says the Rambam, Zesh shenema b'Torah kashitin mum ba'odom, ken yinosin boy. Ein oi lachbel b'zeh k'moy shechovel b'chareyoy. Doesn't mean that we're chayvel in the mazik, the way he was chayvel in the nizik. El shu roi lachasri ever, oi lachbel boy, k'moy she'osah. Ulafichach mashalim niskoy. By the way, what it means is that he deserves. If he was hifal einishul plaini, he deserves that his own eye should be knocked out. El shu mashalim, but instead ulafichach. Therefore, and this is the big word. Therefore, mashalim niskoy. Ve'harei yoyimer. Rambam goes on. Ve'harei yoyimer leisikhu kaifer lenefesh reitzeach. The Torah says that a reitzeach, he's not allowed to give a kaifer a ransom to get out of being killed. Says the Rambam, "L'reitzeach bilvad hu she'ein kaifer, aval chisorin evorim lechabola yesh kaifer." But for mazik, for chabola, there's a kaifer, and what's the kaifer that he pays the main nisker? It's a lashon gemara. This Rambam that there's a kaifer the rashi evorim. It's a lashon gemara of avakam. The gemara is busy with other things. The Rambam takes it though as a hasbarim shut the shemitah. That like sikhu kaifer lenefesh reitzeach aval lekeach kaifer the rashi evorim. That the pshat in Torah. Ayin tachasayin is that the Torah is saying that the essence of the meaning of tashlumi nezek is because it's really roy lachbal boy, it's really roy to be chayvul in the mazik the way it was chayvul in the nizik. So the Torah says, but instead like sikhu kaifer, you take a kaifer for it. So it says in this Rama that fundamentally the chi of nezek is a chiyuv that comes from not the fact that the nizik was nechsa, but that the mazik deserves that he should be nechsa, and therefore he has to pay. Chayyim will ask me if that's the case, and why does he pay the value of the main nizik of the nizik? He should pay the value. Why does he pay the value of the eye of the nizik? He should pay the value of the eye of the mazik. I can't have to say that's exactly the cost of them. Does he have the same thing by Shor Sheim Esodim? Also pays kaifer. Kaifer Yushas Olav, and there's machlokes in the Gemara, Dmei Nizik or Dmei Mazik. So what's the sense of Dmei Nizik? If it's a kaifer, there it's perishing kaifer Yushas Olav. It's a kaifer for the Bailam of the Shor that he really deserves to be killed. Kaifer Yushas Olav. It's kaifer Nashri. And yet, the Tashlumin is Dmei Nizik. So that's the Xeris HaKosov. Apparently, that's the way it could be. That it doesn't have to be Dmei Mazik, it could be Dmei Nizik as well. So here, the Xeris HaKosov is that he pays. I thought that he pays the May Emes Machlekes in the Gemara also by Ayin Tachasayim if it's May Nisik or the May Mazik. You know what the Gemara is, but it's also Machlekes. May Supasim, of course, May Nisik. But the Rambam is telling me that even though it's the May Nisik, be a Soid Adavar, it's Lefichok. It comes from the fact that it's right to be Machaser the Mazik, and that's Pshut Shlomiko. The Torah says Chiyuvi Nisik Beloshim Ayin Tachasayim. The Rambam is that's the pshat because be a Soid Adavar it's Ayin Tachasayim. Avada, that's the shot in the Rambam that is a knas. It's not a knas because it's inconceivable that a person's hand should have Shabbos. It's very conceivable that a person's hand should have Shabbos. By Shor Da'azik Odom, it has Shabbos. If a Shor would cut off somebody's hand, so then he would pay Dmei Mamon. A hand has Shabbos. But that's not what the Torah says. That's not the way the Torah says Chiyuvi Nezek. The way the Torah says Chiyuvi Nezek is Ayin Tachasayim. If his shor would be mapped on somebody else's ayin, so that would be mammon, because I think Torah says by shor shehezik he pays what the shor was mazik. But if he's mapped ein shel plaini, the Torah doesn't say that he pays mammon. The Torah says that he pays ayin tachas ayin. Kashi itin mumba adam kein yinosin boy. So kash in the Torah. The Torah says that's the nature of chiyuvi mazik. That it's ayin tachas ayin. Ayin tachas ayin. The Rambam understands is a kind of knas. Yeah, the Emes Yesh Lodin, and for this I don't have a good answer. That by Kaifer itself, by Shor Shehezek Odom, the Torah says, Kaifer Yusha Solo, that's Kaifer. The Ram passes Kufra Machlekes in the Gemara, Kufra Kapora, Kufra Mamayna. The Ram passes Kufra Kapora. The Ram says that if a person is Maida in Kaifer, he's Chayev. Hey, Mishayri is Plaini. So the Ram says, Mishalim al Piyatsmai. So there's no Maida B'Knas on Kaifer. So what's the difference between the kaifer of Shor Shehemis Odom? That's certainly a kaifer. He calls that a kaifer. And there the din is that it's not a knas. It's a kapara. Maida b'kapara is chayim. Hemis shayri is plain. Shayri hemis is plain. My shor killed somebody. So it's a chayif kaifer. And there maida is haidah does not pattern. It's a mishalim al piyatsma. So I'm looking at it in the beginning somewhere. And on the other hand, by... And here, by Nezek, the Rambam is telling me it's also a kind of kaifer. Avalat alakech kaifer l'roshay evarv. that by ayin tachasayin you're paying kaifer for the fact that it's royal hapul asayin hamazik, and that kaifer the Rambam considers to be a knas and made of a knas bot. Yeah, so I don't know. But that needs a yishuv. That needs to be work thought about. And what's the difference between these different kinds of kaifer? Any of them. Like upon him, the side of Dover is in Fush and Ramam that Ayin Tachas, that Chiyuv, that the Chiyuv Nezek comes, which comes from Ayin Tachas Ayin Kashitin Bum Ba'odom, the side of Dover, it comes from the fact that it's Roy Lach Bolvoy. That's as far as Nezek is concerned. What about Tsar? So Emes, where does it say Tsar in the Torah? The Gemara learns that Tsar in Achayvel, the Gemara learns that Tsar from also from the same Pasuk. I think Petzah Tachas Petzah, the Rebbe, Petzah Tachas Petzah is a marga. Tzar b'mokum nezek, that he pays tzar. It's not a pasuk in where he pays tzar. The Gemara is marga from the same sukkum, Petzah Tachas Petzah. What about boishes? How do you know there's a chiyuv boishes? That's a different parsha in the Torah. In Kisese, the Katzos is kapo. Kinoz anoshim v'shol chayoda, v'yachzikim v'mavushov, the Katzos is kapo, l'sochas enecha, Rashi over there says, that's the May boishes. So, the same, they also, the May Baishas has to say the May Baishas. It doesn't say you make restitution for the fact that the other person was Mavuish. It says, Katsoy says Kapo. It's very similar to Ayin Dachazai. It's the same Abdor. Katsoy says Kapo means, what's Katsoy says Kapo? So it means Domim. Don't really cut off her. It means Domim. So what's the Lashon of Katsoy says Kapo? Mustama al Derech said that it's right that she should have the same Busha that she was going to the other person. I don't know why it's called a Katsaisa's Kappa, basically, but it says, Roy, she should have the same Vusha she was going to the other person, and that's the May Vashas. Lefichos, she pays May Vashas. So the, all of these Hashlumen, Nezek, Tsar, learned that from Ayin Tachasayim, from Petzah Tachas Petzah, Vashas is the Katsaisa's Kappa. The Rambam says all of these psukim, the Rambam understands all these psukim, in a certain sense, they're kipshutim. Not kipshutim that we're mapped with Zaynoi, but kipshutim that the moment that he pays is moment. Even though it's the main nizik in the way we marach it, the way we evaluate it, it's the main nizik. But fundamentally, it's a kaifer the Rosh Hashivar. After looking at kaishin, kaifer the Rosh Hashivar. Mashenkin, of course, Shevis and Ripui. Shevis and Ripui, Torah doesn't say anything like that. Torah says Rak Shifta Yitun Rafa Yirape. Shevis Ripui, the Torah captures in a language of regular moment. Rak Shifta Yitun Rafa Yirape. Nothing like, you know, it's Roy that he should be laid up for, you know, it's Roy that the Mazik should be laid up for he was going that the Nizik should be laid up and Rak Shifta Yit and Rafi Rafi. That's why Shevis and Ripui are regular Tashlumi Mama. What about by Oynes Umafata? Oynes of Hatta, you also have Boishas of Gam, Boishas of Gam, I only have Tsar. But there already the Mishnah says that it's Mammon. PTC is Bita Shoplani. It's Mishalim al Piatzma. Apparently it's Mammon. The Rambam says Tsar also is Mishalim al Piatzma. Apparently that's Mammon. Why is that different? So I think we can answer on two levels. First of all, we could answer on the level of the psukim. It's the side of Dover that we're saying in the Rambam is that the reason why Nezik is knas is not because it's inconceivable that there could be Nezik that's Mammon. It's not inconceivable. By Shor Da'azik Adam, there is Nezik that's knas. That's Mammon rather. It's conceivable that his hand should have Shabbos. But that's not what the Torah says by Adam Da'azik Adam. When the Torah says the Chi of Nezek, the passion of the Torah is, what the Torah says is Ayin Tachas Ayin. You know, if the Torah would have said it otherwise, if the Torah would have said that by Nezek, that he's Mishalim, Rak Shifta Yitin, Verapa Yerape, Vishalim, Dmei Einoi, or Vishalim Einoi, or whatever it is, then I would understand it as Mammon. But that's not what the Torah said. The Torah said it as a Knatz. The Torah said Ayin Tachas Ayin. Because that he's Meisim Kaifa Rosh Hashivar. Well, what about Rosh Hashivar? Where in the Torah does it say the Chi of Rosh Hashivar? By Onis and Mephata. So this is the Chayim Achalikas Rishayim. Beginning this of the fourth prayer. Torah says like this. The Mishnah says, we had this Mishnah, we've talked about this Mishnah in the past. The Mishnah says that Nairish and Ispatito, so there's Nairish and Ispatito, Boishtub Gomu, the Knossu Shalavio, Batsar, everything goes to the Father by a Nairish. the boishes, the pkam, the tsar, the knas, it all goes to the father. Of the bedin, actually, meisav, harayim shel av, meisav, harayim shel achen. Lo yispiku lamed bedin at shemeisav, harayim shel atzma. Says in the Mishnah that if the father died before he collected the tashlumen, so now there's a shiloh. To whom does the tashlumen go? Does it go to the daughter or does it go to the yorshayav, one of the sons? So the Gemara said, the Mishnah says it depends. When was the hamodah bedin? If there was already hamodah bedin before the father died. So the father was zoich in the knas and it became mammon. So he's married in the mammon to his children. But if there was no amad of adin before he died, so then it's only knas and the marriage knas lebonim. So then the children don't yash in the knas and then she becomes like a yisayma and the knas goes to her. That's what it says in the Mishnah. In fact, Tosfos, the lashon in the Mishnah is harei hein shel atzma. What's the plural of hein? So it's just harei hu shel atzma. What's harei hein shel atzma? Apparently, it's not only going on knas; it's going on all of the Mishnah began. Nairish and Espatu the Boishta Ugama the Knasa Shalavio. That Tsar b'Mufuta. So it talks about Boishes Gam, Knas and Tsar. And then it says that Lo Yispiku Lamed B'Din Hashemay Sab Harei Yehin Shel Atzma. Based on the Daik, apparently, it's not only going on knas, but it's going on Nezik Tsar and going on Nezik and Tsar and Gam and Tsar and Boishes as well. That places why? That's not knas; that's moment. So that should not be called in Amod Abedin. That should go to the Yoshiav regardless. Ain't an Amorish Knas Labanov. The moment a person is certainly Amorish Labanov. So why does the Mishnah put together, why does the Mishnah imply that if there was no Amod Abedin and the father died, then the daughter gets the Boishis and the Pagam and the Tsar? That's regular moment. That should go to the Yoshiav. Answers Taisus. The first Taisus in the fourth bar. So Taisus answers. So Tais says it's a hekesh. Boishes of Gam is hukush to knas. And therefore, wherever the knas goes, that's where the Boishes of Gam goes also. Where is there a hekesh of Boishes of Gam to knas? So Tais is referring to, is in Gemara, Ramel Chesam with Beis. The Gemara asks like this. The Gemara asks, how do we know that by any sum of fact that you pay Boishes of Gam altogether? Maybe the Torah says that you pay Chamishim Kesef. Maybe that's a package deal that the Torah says you pay Knas and the Knas covers everything. It's all everything included. No, the Torah says you pay Venosim Labi and Ara Chamishim Kesef. Maybe that includes everything. It's the Knas and the Boishes of Gam. Maybe that parts him from all other Chiyuvim. May Chetes that there are any other Chiyuvim here involved. So the Gemara has exerted that Kesef. Gemara says, a few drushes in Gemara brings. Gemara says, it's a mem on the base. That has a few drosses for it. Abai says, because it says, Tachas Esher Ino. Mechal De'ika Boishes of Gam. The Torah says that he pays Knas, Tachas Esher Ino. The Knas is for the fact that he was Ma'aner. So the Torah is Medayik, that the Torah is Kilo saying this is what he pays for the inui, for the fact that he was for the fact that he was a boiler. But that doesn't mean that there aren't other things that he has to pay as well, which is an itemized bill. The Torah says Takas Hashino, this is the knas, that's the dmei inui, whatever exactly means, that's the dmei inui, and that implies that there are other things that have to be itemized as well. What else was he master besides the inui itself? Well, he was pegayin her in the Shavuos and he calls it tsar and he calls it reboishes. So the Torah is implying, don't think that you're getting out of that. Tachas esher inui, this is a only for this is the knas, but there are other tashlumin here as well. Rabbi has another brought another drasha. Omer krov and also isha sheichiv imo ladi hanayra chamishim kesef. So it says a sheichiv imo hanos shchiva chamishim mechal deika boishes of gam. We have here a mashmois in the Torah. When the Torah says the chiyuv knas, the Torah implies that there are other chiyuvim tashlumin as well. So Taisa says that's the Taisa I read you before, the beginning of the fourth parak, that's a hekesh. The Torah is being makish. Since the Torah puts it all in one. In the pasuk of Tachas Hasha'ina, which is the pasuk of Knas, it implies other tashlumin as well, and they're all implied in the same pasuk as the Knas itself. So that creates a hekesh between the chi of Knas and the other chi of tashlumin to tell me that they all go to the same address, and therefore, if there was no amad of a din, and the Knas goes to the daughter, so these tashlumin go to the daughter as well. That's Taisus. The Ramban is chayluk and Taisus. He says he doesn't think that it's a hekesh here at all. He says this pasuk of Tachas Hasha'ina. Says if the pasuk of Tachas Hasha'ina was the pasuk that was mechadish that there's such a thing as Boishes of Gam, so then maybe you're right. There's a hekesh over here. But he says Boishes of Gam, that's not a new parsha over here. Boishes of Gam is a parsha in Kolot Harakula that you have to pay nezek tzari pesheves and Boishes. That's a special parsha only by Einus Umafata. There's a halamina that maybe the knas of Einus Umafata patters from all other tashlumi mamim. But maybe when the Torah said you pay chamishim kesef, so thereby you're exempted from all other tashlumim. So Torah says a gilui. No, Tachas Hasha'ina, you don't have such a p'tur. This is the knas doesn't exempt you from the other chiyuvim mamon, but the other chiyuvim mamon are the regular chiyuvim mamon that are in parshas mishpatim and in parshas kisaytzi that you have in kol haTorah kula. And they're not mischadish in this pasuk. This pasuk is just be mafkir from a havamina. I would have thought that maybe here there's a p'tur. That maybe the chiyuv knas exempts you from all other tashlumin. You pay this and you don't have to pay anything else. So Torah says, no, don't make that mistake. This is only Tachas Hasha'ina. This is only Hanal Shchiva. It's only Dmei Shchiva. And it has nothing to do with other Tashlumin. Other Tashlumin are Kirikoi Koi. So Mele, the Chiv of Boishkam doesn't say in this pasuk. Says the Ramban, that's not a Hekesh. Apparently, Tosfos holds not the way Tosfos holds that the Chiv of Boishkam is Nischadish in this pasuk. It was like a, you know, nitna parsha soyna sumafativ and ischad shalacha. I wouldn't know the regular. I wouldn't know the chiyuv boishes of gam from kol haTorah kula because here there's new chiddush of kras. So I need the Torah to tell me that here also there's a chiyuv here as of boishes of gam as well, and it's a parsha with chudeshes of boishes of gam, and it has nafkaminus that it has different halachas. Like you speak a lamed b'din, ordinary boishes of gam, ordinary nezek and tzar, and so on. It's a regular moment, and other boishes and your person's boishes lebonit without hamad b'din, and here it's nischadish that without hamad b'din is not boishes lebonit. Well, it's not mamish knas, he's chayav al piyad osoy, but it's nischadish hekesh that this kind of boishes of gam, this kind of tashlumi nezek and tzar has special halachas that without hamad b'din it goes to the daughter, not to the yoshayah. So you see, it's parshim chodeshes. The Rambam and the Maisa holds like, and by the way, and what does the Rambam do with Tosfos Kasha? It says the Mishnah says the Harei Heim Shel Atzma. The Rambam says no, it's Lav Dafka. I don't know if it says Loshon Lav Dafka. He says that doesn't mean that Harei Heim Shel Atzma means the Knas goes to the daughter, but about it, the Boishes of Gam goes to the sons without our mother within, because it's a regular Tashlumi Mamon. He doesn't accept Tosfos Deek in the Mishnah. It's not true when the Mishnah says that Lo Yispik Alamed Bedin Harei Shel Atzma. It's talking about the Knas, but about it, the Boishes of Gam goes to Yoshi Ha'av like any other moment, because it's no different than any other Nezek and Tzar and Kol haTorah Kula. In that Nekuda, the Rambam passing like Tosfos. Lo Yispik Alamed Bedin Hashemay Sa'av. The Knas and the Boishes and the Gam and the Tzar goes to the daughter. Apparently, the Rambam agrees to Tosfos that there's a Hekesh over here. So you see, the Shitas Rambam is that Boishes of Gam. The boishes of gam by onus of mafata, boishes of gam tzar by tzar betfuso, that it's a new parsha mechudeshes. It's not the regular parsha of parsha mishpatim.
Yeah. Without the hekesh, why would Tosfos initially think that they would be that it would be a new parsha boishes of gam?
I'm not sure what I thought he was saying.
Meaning it. Have you said that the machlokas between them is whether it's a new din, whether Boishes of Gam has a different din at this point, and that would influence whether you would darshan the hekesh or not?
No, Tosfos apparently understood that since I need the pasuk of Tachas Hasha'ina to tell me that there's Boishes of Gam at all. Because without the pasuk of Tachas Hasha'ina, I would have said that there's no Boishes of Gam here at all, pays knas, and that's the end of the story. So Torah said, no, Tachas Hasha'ina, this is only the Me'inui, but the Torah is Meramis, that there's other Tashlumin here as well. So the Ramban understands that sends me back to Parshas Mishpatim. And Taish says, no, I left Parshas Mishpatim. You know, once I had the Havamina that Knas covers everything, so I'm outside of Parshas Mishpatim. Now there's a new Parsha of Hachas Hashanu. That tells me that you have to pay for the other Hefsedim that he's gayered her. But the source of those Tashlumin of Baishas Gam and Tsar is not in Parshas Mishpatim, but it's rather in this Parsha of Tachas Hashanu. It's in the Parsha of Einasim Avat itself.
Yeah. Even Ram holds, I
told
you that that's like
Lomi
Hameh, because
Ram
holds anyways goes without
a Knas,
even outside of.
Yeah, but maybe this goes also Iknas. But that's what I want to say. That's Hagufa. So, what I want to say, that that's why the Rambam holds that Boshes of Gam is not a Knas. Because it's not the regular parsha of Nezek Tsar and Nezek Tsar and Boshes. The regular parsha of Nezek Tsar and Boshes is learned out from Ayin Tachas Ayin. Or from a katzoyses kapa, from psukim that the Rambam explains are psukim of kaifel rosh evar. And so when the Torah says that you have to pay nezik, the Torah doesn't say you have to pay nezik because you were mazikim. The Torah says you have to pay nezik because ayin tachas ayin, because roy lahapel is ainoi. It's roy to be mapel la'ena mazik, and you have to give a kaifer for the ena mazik. When the Torah says that you have to pay tsar, the Torah says petza tachas petza, that it's roy to be petzeah, to give a petza to the mazik, which will have tsar, and he has to give a kaifer for that tsar. And when the Torah says that you pay boishes, so the Torah says the katzoyses kapa, that it's roy that the mavayish should have busha, and he has to give a kaifer for that busha. So that the Rambam calls a knas. When the Torah says on the other end that you have to pay boishes kam mutzar boyemis mafata. What does the Torah say? The Torah says tachas asher ino, or the Torah says, let's say hanos that dmei shchiva, v'nos anish ashoichem imo, that this is the dmei shchiva, but there are other things that he has to pay her as well. That's not talking, not a pasuk of the dmei shchiva itself. That's what he did to her. So what the Torah over here is alluding to, that he has to make restitution to her for other things that he was goyim her. It's also a derech zeh, presumably. That it's like the Dmei Shechiva. He has to pay Dmei Shechiva what she suffered from the Shechiva. So who then he has to pay? So the Torah, I might have thought, that's all he has to pay her. Says the Torah, no, besides that he has to pay her, he wasn't only goyim her the Shechiva. He was also goyim her that she's not a psul anymore. He was also goyim her that she had tzara, if she was an anusa. He was also goyim her that she had busha. And the Torah says there's a tachas for that too. This is tachas asher ino, but he has to pay a tachas for other things. He has to pay a tachas for other things. The other sedim that he was goyim her. But here, it's a new pasha. It's certainly not a pasha of ayin tachas ayin. It's not matzmin Torah. This is hanosh Shechiva, but he also has to pay ayin tachas ayin. He also has to pay when it was right that his own ayin should be nifsa. That's not the drasha. This drasha was not said in Beloshin Kaifel Rosh Eivarim. This drasha was said as a chiyuv. So again, the Ramban holds this is drasha. The Ramban holds this is regular nezek tsar and boishes of kolat erikula. Just I would have had a havamina that maybe knas paters. So now I have a psadrasha that knas doesn't pater from those other pre-existing generic tashlumen. But you see, the Ram holds like Tosfos that it's not true. It's a new chiyuv that comes out of this pasuk. It has different halachas. Lohis beglamed bedin. It goes to the daughter, not to the sons. It has special halachas. It's not the regular pasuk. It's not the regular pasuk. So that by itself is a territory by itself. The reason why the Rambam holds, what was the kasha in the first place? The kasha was, how come the Rambam holds that Nezek Tsar and Boishes and Kol HaTorah Kulo are a Knas, and Moedi B'Knas is Potter, and if you Moedi you Potter from Nezek and Tsar, and Boishes is special because the Haidah itself is Mavayishim. And when it comes to Pekah, when it comes to Oymer Simafat, the Rambam says that if that Oymer, B'tisi has B'tish L'Poyni, that the person is Moedi, that he was Oymer or he was Mefat, then he has to pay. He has to, Potter from Knas, but he has to pay the Pekah, and he has to pay the Tsar, and he has to pay the Boishes. What's the difference? So Lefi Homer, we have a difference. By Kol HaTorah Kulo, the chi of Nezek Tsar and Boishes comes from Ayin Tachas Ayin or from a Katzoyses Kappa. It's a chi of Kaifer. It's a chi of Kaifer the Rosh Hevar. So the Ram holds that that's a knas. Hey, why is it different than Kufa Kapara? I don't know. But the Ram holds that that's a kind of knas. And Mashenke by Boishes of Gam, the chi of Boishes Gam is not a knas. It's not an Ayin Tachas Ayin Dikat Tashlumen. It's a Tashlumen of Tachas. The shlumen that he has to pay tachas asherim, he has to pay chamishim kesef, and there's an implication that there's another tachas here. There's other tachas here. He has to pay tachas for other things. Tachas that he was mivayish here. He has to pay tachas that he was mitzar. He has to pay tachas that he was poygim. He has to pay. That's not kaifel rosh yevar. And the Emes, maybe we can master it also. You know, why is Vayimus and Ephata different? Why doesn't it have the din of Achas? Why doesn't it have the din of Ayin Tachasayin? I could say, well, once the Torah said you pay Vayimus Kam, so it's either or. You know, you, if either you pay Tachas or you pay Ayin Tachasayin, you don't have to pay both. You don't pay twice. So the Torah is Machadish. This is over here. It's not Ayin Tachasayin. Maybe we don't have to give a reason. But maybe we can add, maybe this is for you as well, because Ayin Tachasayin is only Shaykh. What's Ayin Tachasayin? Ayin Tachasayin means that the Mazik, which was Makalas, Ayin Shalplani, so it's Roy that his own Ayin should be Nechsa. Right, so in theory, you know, at some level, really it's Roy like the Ram says, Roy that he should be, that he should lose his Ayin. What's the Ram's notion? So since he's roy to be chaser and ever, so mainly he has to pay a kaifer for the nezik that would have involved, and the tzar that would have involved, and the boishes that would have involved. Well, even so, the fact that maybe that's not shaykh altogether. Let me see, it's not shaykh. What's he roy? He was goyim that this woman is not a psul anymore. So what is it? It's roy that he shouldn't be a psul anymore. Like the whole musig of ayin tachasayin is not shaykh. So nechanami, here it's talking about ayin tachasayin. It's a whole different thing. Here it's hakatachas. Here it's just tashlumi nezik. He has to make recompense for what he was mechas to her. But it doesn't go into the realm of ayin tachas ayin at all. Oh, so now, going back to our original question. Had a kasha. Shita Saram is, Chayu L'chaveh is a special chiddush. That is Mishalim Eina Lekim. Point to Rabbi Yehudah. Ordinarily, is Lekim Eina Mishalim. Chayva L'chaver, there's a special Chiddush, there's a Kosov, Yad B'Yad, that is Mishalim Eina Lekim. The Tashlum and Chayva are special, that they override Malkus. And the Shita Saram is that not only does it override the Malkus of Chayva L'chaver itself, the Malkus of Pen Yosef HaKosov, but it overrides other malchus also. It overrides the malchus of Yom Kippur. It was chayav lechaver Yom Kippur. He doesn't get malchus for Yom Kippur because the tashlumen of chayav lechaver have a gzeres hakosov that he's mishalim ve'en eloike. Not the malchus of chayav lechaver, not other malchus either. So why by knas? Rav Dechen says that if they were master him, so if there was hasra. So Rav Yochanan says, then he gets malchus for Bala Chayse, and he doesn't pay the knas. Why not? Besides the knas, there's also Boishes of Gam. Boishes of Gam is regular Chayvul B'chaver. Chayvul B'chaver has a chiddush that's Mishalim Bein Aleik. It passes from the malchus, not only from its own malchus, but it passes from other malchus too. So the malchus of Boishes, so the moment of Gam, should pater from the malchus of Bala Chayse. And then once we get rid of the malchus of Bala Chayse, you'll have to pay knas too. That was Rabbi Kreger's kasha. If he had misfired, the kasha falls away on his own. The chiddush of chayvul b'chaver is mishalim ben aleike was said in the parsha of chayvul b'chaver. The Ram sheet is that Boish Kam is not the parsha of chayvul b'chaver. Boish Kam is a whole different tashlumen entirely. Boish Kam is a new tashlumen of tachas. In that tashlumen of tachas, it doesn't say a chiddush of mishalim ben aleike. Yeah, it would be tempting to say a hasvar even, because you know the regular tashlumi mamon, the regular nezik is a kas, so maybe that's like stronger. That's kaifer a kaif, you know, it's the kaifer of Rosh Hashanah. So maybe that mamon has a chiddush that is so strong that it overrides malchus. The nezik of einus umafate is a regular recompense. It's a tachastik nezik. So that maybe that's not so strong that it could over. That's a regular moment, like any moment. Moment ordinarily doesn't pass from malchus. I can't mishalim like a mishalim according to Rabbi Yechonah. Yeah, that would be tempting. I think that's too easy. I don't think that's going to work because when the Rambam brings the halacha that chayvul b'chaver is mishalim ben eloike, so we saw the Rambam the other day. The Rambam when the pasuk the Rambam brings is rak shiv to yitin. Which is surprising by itself. Moses said from Yad B'Yad, but the Ram when he brings the pasuk, just generally speaking, that Chayvul B'Chaveri is Mishalim Ein Aleika. So the Ram brings Shenema Rak Shivta Yitin. That he has to pay the shevis. He gets the. I don't know why the Ram brings Rak Shivta Yitin. Why not? I don't know. It's a strange Ram. But the Ma'aseh the Ram quotes the moment. The moment the Ram talks about when he talks about the din that Chayvul B'Chaveri does not is Mishalim Ein Aleika. He talks about the moment of shevis. Shevis is nezik, it's not knas. So you see the chilik here now between nezik and knas. But nonetheless, we could say without that, that would have been nice. You know, that would have been icing on the cake. But we don't need it. We'll just say the thing itself that Boishes of Gam is not the parsha of Chayvul B'Chaverim. Boishes of Gam, the Shittas Ram, is that Boishes of Gam and Tsar, by Onus and Mephat, the Boishes of Gam and Tsar, it's not the regular Tashlumen of Nezek Tsar Yifu Shevis Boishes. It's a new parsha of Chodeshes of Tachas. That the tachas asher ino, the meino is chamishim kesef, but there's other tachas in here as well. There's a tachas for the nezek, and there's a tachas for the pgam, and there's a tachas for the tzar, and there's a tachas for the boishes. But it doesn't belong to the regular parsha of chayvul b'chaver. So chayvul b'chaver was nischadish that's mishalim ve'en aloike. But in the parsha of vaynus u'mafate, the tashlum of vaynus u'mafate, it was not mischadish that is mishalim ve'en aloike. Now there's one dekud here. I don't think it's so. There's one dekud here that maybe you could ask. Okay, fine. So we don't have the drasha of chayvul. We don't have the special din of mishalim and aloike they have by chayvul b'chaver. But by knas, it's by onus u'mafate itself. Why don't I say that the Torah says that he has to pay boishes of gam? There's a cost of katachas that he has to pay boishes of gam, even though the chayvul was chayvul in her. So isn't there a nuk there's a cost of by boishes of gam itself that is mishalim and aloike? If the Torah says that you pay boishes of gam, I was chayvul. Wasn't there a chabali here as well? When he's ma'anis to go, wasn't he chayvul in it? So there's a chayvul was over here on Pen Yosef also, and yet he has to pay boishes of gam. So why isn't there a brand new zeres hakosel of just for boishes of gam that is mishalim ben aloika? The same way by every chayvul b'chaver, there's a zeres hakosel of mishalim ben aloika, because there's theoretically ought to be a malchus, and yet the Torah says yad tachas the yad b'yad that he has to pay. So there's a zeres hakosel of that is mishalim ben aloika. So I say the same thing by let's say the same thing by. The Torah said that there's a custom that he pays by Yishus Bukam. Why don't you say Mishal Menor Leike? That here it's why do you say Leike Menor Mishal? There's a custom that here it's Mishal Menor Leike, that this Domim Pat is from Malkus. So some of the answer is going to have to be, I need to ask, but why? The answer is going to have to be that there's no Malkus of Chayvul B'Chaveri by Yishus Mufata. It's not called Chayvul B'Chaveri. Chayvul B'Chaveri is if he's he made a chabola, and he's asked why, but certainly not the. What do they say? What's the slogan they used to say? That rape is not an act of sex; it's an act of violence. So I don't know. Here it says faket. I'm not sure what the hesber is. I mean, ask the emissary, what's called chayvul? When do you get malchus for chayvul b'chaveri? So the rabbi says if he hit him derech nitzoyon. Shmuel's the Ram is that the Malkus v'chayvul b'chaveri is if he hit him either derech nitzoyin, meaning they were fighting, be not zanoshim, or he was mitzi dam. So I don't know. You say here you have both. It's mitzi dam and it's derech nitzoyin. So I have to say something else. It's not true. It's not derech nitzoyin. It's a different thing. It's not derech nitzoyin. Yeah, that could be chayvul. It's not derech nitzoyin. So that's like their formal category. Derech nitzoyin. It's not called derech nitzoyin. And what about the fact that he was Maitzi Dam? I don't know, maybe it goes into Dam if the Pocket, the Chibre Michbera, maybe it goes into those things. I don't know. It needs a Hezber. But I think that's Mishbakish over here, that this doesn't have, ordinarily speaking, Oinus and Vat, it doesn't have the Xeris Akosta that is Mishalim and Elektra. There's no Malkus, ordinarily speaking. I mean, obviously, if it's a Chaisa, there's Malkus. But if it's not a Chaisa, there's no special Malkus by. You see, the Gemara doesn't discuss. You know, by Chayvul Gemara, the Gemara says Chutz Mechayvul. Rabbi Yochanan says that in Kol HaTarikula, whenever you have Malkus and Mamon, Mishal Menoleke, Chutz Mechayvul Bechaveri, and Chutz Mechayvul Bechaveri, and Einim Zayvim. Why don't you say Chutz from Einus and the Fatah? You pay Knas, you don't get Malkus for Pen Yosef. Apparently, you don't have over here a Malkus of Pen Yosef. You know, why exactly? I'm not sure. Okay, anyway, that's what I wanted to discuss today. So, just besikum, the main takeaway over here is that the Rav Mishita is. Two things. The Rav Shita is that Nezek Tsar and Boishes is a Chiyuv Knas. And what's the Havon in that Rambam? That apparently it flows from the Rav Shita that Nezek is a Kofer L'Rosh Yevar. Fundamentally, it's not a restitution. Fundamentally, it's a Kofer L'Rosh Yevar. And apparently, who had in Tsar and Boishes as well? Because the Torah couches them in expressions of ayin tachas ayin, v'katsoises kapa, things that ought to be, what that the mazik deserved to have done to him. On the other hand, the Ram Shita is that Boishes Ram is, and if the Ram holds those are knas, and Moedim knas potter. And on the other hand, Boishas Pekam, Ram says Beferish, the Mishnah says Beferish, is Mammon. Boishas Pekam and Sar is Mammon. So what's the difference? So that's what we're suggesting, that the difference is that the Rama holds, the Rama holds that Boishas Pekam is a Parshim Chodesh. It's not the regular Nezik Sar. It's not the regular Nezik Sar and Boishas of Kolotar Kulu. It's a new Parsha with its own Sukkim, that Memam Rebbe is a Bayanova, that different drushas for it, from Pachas or Ashaykh of Imo. Because we have a drusha that besides the Knas, he has to also pay restitution for the other things that he was going over, the other Hefsedim that he was going over, the Boishas Gam and the Tsar. And that's already not an Ayin Tachas Ayin Dika Parsha. That's a Parsha of restitution. And I suggest that maybe it's not even Shaykh Ayin Tachas Ayin, but Ayin Simafat. What are you going to make him not a Psula? The whole idea of Ayin Tachas Ayin is not Shaykh. So that's a regular restitution, therefore that's a regular moment, and that's what the Rambam passed, that that already is a regular chiyuv moment. And with that, we want to use that to answer Rabbi Kreger's kasha. How come the Rambam shita by chayvul b'chaveri is that since his exact kosev is mshalma and loike, then he's not loike for Yom Kippurim either. So why didn't he say the same thing, that since he was plaguing in the naira, so he's paying her to me. He's paying her nezik. He's paying her. He's paying her besides the knas. He's also paying her as chayvul b'chaveri. That should pater from the malchus of Balach Chayse. The same way it paters from the malchus of Yom Kippur. And the answer is takanat. It's not nezik. The Boishas of Gam is not nezik. As evidenced in that say in that Rambam, that it's taka different. It's not nezik. It's a new parsha of Mechudeshes. And then we saw that Chuli told in Machlekes Taisus and the Ramban at the beginning of the fourth parak. If there's a hekesh, Taisus Shita is that there's a hekesh between knas and Boishas of Gam, that they all have the same halacha, that if there's no amoda b'din, it goes to the daughter. And the Ramban says, what hekesh? This is not the parsha. It doesn't say in the pasuk of Tachas the din of Boishas of Gam. It says that there's no p'tur, but the din itself is in parsha of Mishpatim. And Taisus apparently holds, and the Rambam passes like Taisus, that no, it says in the mokar for the chiddush, for the mokar for the din of Boishas of Gam is not a parsha of Mishpatim at all. It's in these psukim of Tachas and Asher Kavimo. So a new parsha of Boishas Gam, a new parsha of Tashlumi Mammon, totally different from the regular chiyuv of Nezek Tzar and Boishas. Okay.